Good evening and welcome to Fossil Records on CJSW 90.9 FM. I'm broadcasting live from the University of Calgary campus and on Treaty 7 land. I'm Peter with you for the next hour. And tonight we're looking at Top of the Vox, their best albums of 1992. Fossil Records is powered by our friends at Mergen Law, providers of quality advice at affordable prices. There you'll find friendly, down-to-earth, compassionate people who use plain language and enjoy engaging with you while delivering expert legal advice and solutions that fit your needs. They work with you like you are team members, whether you need help with real estate, estate planning, or small businesses. Contact them at MERGEN. MergenLaw.com. I'd like to quote from a blog by Mark Beaumont in NME. It was called The Best Year Ever for Music. I'm going with 1992. 92 was a mighty time to be discovering music. 91's monolithic albums were hitting the road. The Primals brought Screamadelica to Glastonbury. Nirvana played their legendary Reading show. And My Bloody Valentine brought their holochords to the incredible roller coaster tour alongside Blur, Dinosaur Jr., and a freshly evil again, Jesus and Mary Chain. 92's live music scene was a wonderland of nefarious noise and psychotropic boggles, the festival season a young hedonist's paradise. 1992 turned out to be one of the most inventive and unpredictable feat-finding years in rock, as if music was full of excitement and possibility, laying out a vast banquet of cults. U.S. post-grunge got sophisticated, pavements slanted and enchanted, Sonic Youth's Dirty, Sugar's Copper Blue, Buffalo Tom's Let Me Come Over, The Lemonheads, It's a Shame About Ray. Old names turned out career landmarks. The Cure's Wish, Jesus and Mary Chain's Honey's Dead, Morrissey's Your Arsenal, and REM's Automatic for the People. And UK music was flooding us with fantastic new options. So let's start our sample of the best of 1992 with XTC.
Thank you. what you do to me.
The sorrow, and somewhere in my life.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, looking back at the best albums of 1992. Text me your favorites from 92 at 403-220-3991. That was Sugar with If I Can't Change Your Mind from Copper Blue. Pop Matters said If I Can't Change Your Mind was the fourth and final single from Copper Blue. Out of that assortment of impassioned A-sides, the faultless If I Can't Change Your Mind is simultaneously the most reserved and the most moving. Bright and buoyant, the song's sparkling rhythm guitars are a reassuring ray of sunshine as Bob Mould comes to terms with an impending breakup. Before that, we heard Teenage Fan Club with What You Do to Me from Bandwagon-esque. This album gave the band substantial U.S. success when the single Star Sign reached number 4 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart, becoming their biggest hit in that country. And What You Do to Me and The Concept also became top 20 hits on that chart. Bandwagon-esque was voted Album of the Year for 1991 by American music magazine Spin, famously beating Nirvana's Nevermind. And start of our program, the Fossil Records house band XTC with Wrapped in Gray. That was from Nonsuch. The Delete Bin blog says, the lack of label support as the band saw it and the unilateral cancellation of Wrapped in Gray as a single because they felt they couldn't sell it was the last straw for XTC. With the song's contents in mind, the irony should be lost on no one. After the record's release, XTC went on strike to starve Virgin of new work until the label agreed to release them from their contract, which they eventually did. All right, next up, some Canadian artists from 1992. First up is Sloan.
We'll be right back. to learn to swim when you're just about to drown.
Listen live on the CGSW app, available for Android and iOS.
Jimmy Reeves went walking and the world broke down. Was kind of fun having him around, but at least he didn't have to listen to Vanilla Ice. And I wish that you could see time between you and me. They set a few people free, but we still play a lot of songs with CD and G. Jimmy Reeves wrote songs without the big riffs, but he didn't need to sing them off of cliffs. The significance was written right in. To your subtle features, leaning into your magic touch. I wanna hang with the perfect teachers, not flounder in the clutch. So welcome to my world, Mr. Jimmy. Welcome to my world, Mr. Jimmy. Welcome to my world, Mr. Jimmy.
You can hardly call it sublime, but it was a pretty good time. She was resplendent in her fashion, although she lacked that certain passion. And I was such a keener for the lifestyle that had weaned her. It was such a different scene when we tried to grow up mean. And I met her in Alberta, but I never uttered a word of the feelings that I had. Even when I felt bad, cause things are so contrary. Teenage years are scary, the experience was nil. And I see her still in the bars and the libraries and the words of bulls and cherries and the poetry of ages, the rosemaries and the sages and the wheat and wind and dirges, the prairies and the urges and the clumsiness of you and the wisdom of the truth.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, looking back at our charts and the best albums of 1992. And just there, two bands from Edmonton. Last up was Junior Gone Wild with Just the Other Day. That was from Pull the Goalie. They were a country punk band based in Edmonton, and they were associated with Jerry and the Sons of Rhythm Orchestra, sharing several members at various junctures. According to a CBC radio interview in the late 80s, Katie Lang at one time played with both bands. And before that, it was Jerry and the Sons of Rhythm Orchestra. We heard Jimmy Reeves from Don't Mind If I Do. Jerry and his orchestra was formed in 1982 by lead singer Jerry Woods in Edmonton. Their musical style blends elements of surf music, gospel music, rockabilly, grunge, and punk. The band also experimented here on their third album with jazz. Before that, Furnace Face with About to Drown. The album was called Just Buy It. Citizen Freak says on this, their second album, Ottawa punkers Furnace Face combined an absurd sense of humor with clever genre-busting musical maneuvers into a fun, anti-establishment package that was so entertaining you couldn't help but be inspired to political action. And start of that set, it was Sloan with Sugar Tune, that from Smeared. This album was recorded at the low cost of $1,200. The album was ranked 86th in the 2007 book of the top 100 Canadian albums by music journalist Bob Mesereau, and is widely considered a seminal album of Canada's 1990s alternative rock scene. Mergen Law LLP offers general legal services, including entertainment law. Unlike many other legal disciplines, artistic works can require expertise in many areas, including contracts, intellectual property, labor and employment, corporate arbitration, litigation, and privacy. They're located in the South Center Executive Tower. For an appointment, call 403-209-4988. All right, we have three more songs from the best albums of 1992. This now is Sonic Youth.
Bury you, man. It's the song I hate. It's the song.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, wrapping up our look back at the best albums of 1992, as featured in Vox Magazine. Just there, it was Throwing Muses with Firepile from Red Heaven. AllMusic said that they were undaunted by the departure of Tanya Donnelly to form her own group, Belly. Here, Kristen Hirsch continued Throwing Muses as a trio on their fourth album. The pared-down lineup gives rock songs like Furious and Back Road a more powerful, muscular sound, and pop tracks like Dirty Water and Firepile a crisp, spacious feel. Overall, Red Heaven was the Muses' most rock-oriented album since House Tornado. Before that, it was Buffalo Tom with Velvet Roof. That album, Let Me Come Over. AllMusic said this album was truly the great leap forward for the band, sounding richer, more imaginative, and more emotionally powerful than anything they've attempted in the past. There's a heart and soul to the lovelorn Taillights Fade and the yearning Velvet Roof that digs a good bit deeper than their previous work. And start of this set was Sonic Youth with Youth Against Fascism, that from Dirty. The band recorded and co-produced this album with Butch Vig in early 1992 at the Magic Shop Studios. The sound on Dirty was inspired by the popularity of grunge music at the time and has been described by Billboard magazine as experimental rock. In the wake of the success of Nirvana's 1991 album Nevermind, DGC pushed Dirty heavily. Merger law was built to make it easy, comfortable, and relatively pleasant to access small businesses, wills and estates, and real estate legal services. You can trust Mergen is on your side and will work in partnership with you to achieve your goals. The firm is based on core values that you'll see reflected in every interaction: friendliness, economy, efficiency, professionalism, practicality, and honesty. Visit MERGEN, mergenlaw.com. Next week, I got a chart for you from April 1993 for the rest of the program. Great new music from the chart list. Here is a Ramones cover. New music on Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM. Just there, that was a Calgary band, Brass Lip, with The Pearl, their new one called Volume 1. Before that, Ducks LTD with The Main Thing from Harm's Way and started that set. Church of Trees did their cover, the Ramones classic Pet Sematary, that from Transients. We've time to fit in two more for you. We'll hear Umbrellas with Gone, that's from Fairweather Friend, and we'll finish off tonight with Jay Maskus. Can't Believe We're Here. His new record is called What Do We Do Now? Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Christine's here with another great edition of the Knock Turntable from 8 till 10 p.m. with special guests. Members of Days Arc will be here to spin records with her. That sounds like a whole lot of fun. I'm Peter. Thank you for listening. The Knock Turntable with Christine and Days Arc coming right up.
Anybody on this frequency, this is Helicopter 40 Alpha. Tune in to CGSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting out of Calgary, Alberta, and Treaty 7 lands.
Hello!